Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. The sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. In other words, Abraham received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, a seal of the righteousness of faith, even when he wasn't circumcised. Are you hearing? Yeah. He received the sign of circumcision, which was a seal or a seal of the righteousness of faith. See, what made Abraham righteous? His faith. He wasn't circumcised, but he received the sign of circumcision before he was circumcised by faith. And so everything that came with that circumcision, everything that came with that relationship was thrown into his heart. He became the father of our faith because he believed even when he wasn't circumcised. He believed. See, so even when things haven't happened for you yet, even when, you know, it's like you've been on a cycle and it seems like there's no way out of the rut. Even in the midst of that, that's where you start believing like Abraham. Abraham believed. Amen. When God told him about that, Abraham believed it before circumcision ever took place. And it was his faith, the faith, the righteousness of faith. Remember, faith is the righteousness. See, it's faith that makes you righteous. Not the act. Not something you do right. It's your faith that makes you righteous. It's that faith that gives you access to the fullness of God. It's your faith. He believed God ever before he saw, before he was circumcised, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. This is why we got to get a lot of false beliefs out of our mind and go back to the basic. Righteousness is by faith. Say that with me. Righteousness is by faith. Now, the good deeds that I do and the good things that I do should be the fruit. The behavior is the fruit. I'm not trying to be righteous to become righteous. No, my being righteous or righteous deeds are a fruit of what I have become, what I have believed. And so it manifests. So it's no longer just religion. There's life coming out of you. There's fruit. There's a river flowing out of you. It's not. See, there are people that can just do right stuff, but they're dead. Dead as a doornail, but they do right stuff. They're kind. They do stuff, but no life flowing from them. But with a saint of God, a true believer, a righteous one that's saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, when they are doing stuff, it leaves an impact. It's life changing. It's something. It's a residue. It's a fragrance. It's something that comes from them that's different. It's the love of God is a reality. Anybody can do some right stuff, but they're dead. Their spirit is dead. They are cut off from God. There's no life in it. That's religion. Humanism. Life comes through our faith. The righteousness of faith accesses the fullness of God, the completeness of God is thrown into your heart when you believe. And see, it's not a one-time thing. Oh, I believed last week. No, the just shall live. When you started on this journey, it's a lifelong journey. You don't believe once. You believe once for salvation. Yeah, you're saved now. But as far as the quality of life, as far as the Zoe life, as far as abundance of life, you have to continue to believe. We go from faith to faith to faith to faith. Hello? And God, and guess what? God will challenge you with greater and greater challenges. Even in the school system or even the way the world operates, you don't go from first grade to second grade to third grade to fourth grade, then back to first grade. Hello? You don't graduate from middle school, go to high school, then go back to middle school. Well, why is it with your faith? You do a couple of things and you graduate, then you want to go back to nickel and diming God. Listen, God likes to hear big prayers. I know that for a fact. God, you know, it's not that he despises small prayers. He'll answer that too. But he likes to hear big prayers. Yeah, I believe when somebody prays a big prayer that God all of a sudden looks and smiles. Okay, we on to something here. Somebody got a hold of something. Somebody wants to move up. Somebody wants to see a manifestation of my kingdom, of my reality. Just praying, Lord, just enough for our table, just enough for a table, just enough to get by, get to rent. That's all right when you're there in that season. But there comes a time you graduate from that season. And you move on. And God, your faith is growing, your wings, you spread your wings, your wings are strong now. Now it's time. See, and I'll tell you this to be, this is a fact. If you are truly circumcised in your heart and moving with God, to go back to some old, let me say some old grace, some small mindedness that you used to have, you'll lose your joy. I'm telling you, it's like an insatiable thing. The more you believe God, the more you want to believe God for it. The more, and I'm not talking about greed and covetousness. I'm talking about your faith has expanded. You start believing God for more now. You can start, I wonder really how many people can actually pray for nations. Most people stuck just praying for folk, praying against folk on their job. Just bind that devil, Lord, on the job. Mind gets no further. How can you pray for a city? Come on, I'm serious. I'm not talking about praying, Lord, bless the city in Jesus' name. Bless the nation of Israel in Jesus' name. That ain't praying. I'm talking about really releasing spirit dimensions in your prayer. But the enemy and self try to keep you so small-minded. God will bring you from level to level, from faith to faith, from one victory to another victory, from one dimension to another dimension. Tell somebody, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Now, glory. We talked a little bit about glory. I'm going to give you a little bit more on glory here, because glory is not just the Shekinah. You know, on the temple in the Old Testament, just as it was crossing over into the New Covenant, the temple, the Shekinah glory would come and rest upon the temple. It was like a cloud of glory. Most, when they think about the Shekinah glory, they think about a cloud. But let's take it a little further. God's glory, now listen, God's glory is a reality. I'm going to say it again. God's glory is a reality, and his reality is created by his will. And his will is what? His view, his opinion, his reality. God's glory is a reality created by his will. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Okay, let's take it a little further. I'll say this again for you that are writing. God's glory is a reality created by his will. We want the glory of God, not just the Shekinah, not just the cloud. We want the reality of God on our life. If we were honest, many could say right now, and I have a testimony too, there are many times that what God promised or what God said didn't always necessarily line up with what I experienced. Amen. Don't shout me down. That's the truth. But, you know, in searching this out, in coming to understand this, I have found out reasons why that is the way it is. Or that that was the way it was. Some here right now, many things that God has said are not realities in your life. Amen. Don't shout me down. I'm telling the truth. Y'all be shouting because I'm going to give you some answers here. Amen. What you experience, you're like on a cycle and your belief system is jacked up. Because what you've been believing, you've been on a cycle, but you ain't been seeing really, you know, and you've been praising God and thank God for that. You've been serving God. But what you are really receiving is not what God is saying.
Amen.
Everybody say amen. Don't get heavy on me here. I'm gonna release you. I'm gonna get you out of this. God's glory is a reality created by His will, His view, His opinion, His reality. Now, God's reality exists in a realm called the kingdom of God. God's reality exists in a realm called the kingdom of God. This realm called the kingdom of God can only be accessed through our heart. You're not going to find it on Exoria. You're not going to find it in this sanctuary, in this building. It has to be accessed in your heart. You're not going to find it in your environment. And that's what's wrong with religion. That's what's wrong with tradition. That's what's wrong with routine. People come to church looking for something that can only be found in their heart. So they come to church looking for it, but never look for it at home. Never spend the time anywhere else but in the church. If you don't find it in your heart, you're not going to find it here. I can preach till I'm blue. You can hear all the preachers in the world. You can keep Christian TV and radio on all day long. You can read your Bible all day long. But if you don't access it in your heart, if you don't have faith for what you hear and allow God to throw it into your heart, you'll never access it. You'll always be on the outside hoping and a praying. And the sad fact of the matter is that I'm talking to saved people. I'm not talking to the lost people. I'm talking about people that are saved, that love Jesus. But the quality of their life is nowhere near the quality of what God said it should be on this earth.
We are continuing in part 28 of Mega Grace. Ye are complete in Him. Romans 4 and 11 declares, "And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised." Abraham received the sign of circumcision as an example of righteous faith. You can only obtain righteousness by faith. God's glory is a reality created by His will. The kingdom of God is the realm in which God's glory exists. It must be accessed in the heart.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.